Santee weighs surveillance cameras, concert series, and a costly community center. Santee City Council meets Wednesday evening to consider a one-year, $18,000 pilot program for 6 automated license plate readers that would integrate with the existing camera network at Las Colinas Detention Facility. Proponents argue the technology helps solve crimes by tracking vehicles connected to criminal activity. Privacy advocates warn about data retention, agency sharing, and the potential for surveillance overreach. Critics note that jurisdictions that have begun with pilot programs have typically expanded to dozens of readers over time. Construction continues on a $26.8 million community center adjacent to the Cameron YMCA on Riverwalk Drive. The 12,500-square-foot, two-story facility is being built in 2 phases by Barnhart Reese Construction, but the project has required the city to draw $6.6 million from reserves to cover cost overruns, a roughly 25% increase over the original budget. The city expects to recoup those funds through future development impact fees. The YMCA footbridge is closed throughout summer 2026, and on-site parking remains limited due to construction. On a lighter note, the 2026 Santee Summer Concert Series kicks off Thursday evening at Town Center Community Park East with The Pistol Blonde, a tribute act celebrating women of country music with songs from Patsy Cline, Dolly Parton, Shania Twain, and Carrie Underwood. The free Thursday evening concerts run through August 13th. Tomorrow is also the last day of school for Santee School District students, and the city's teen center officially launches summer programming on Friday, providing supervised activities as students transition out of the school year. The City of Santee and Santee School District recently co-hosted an e-bike forum to address the growing use of electric bikes among young riders, a partnership that reflects the dual challenges of daytime school safety and broader traffic and infrastructure concerns. With summer beginning and school out, increased e-bike use is anticipated across the city.